Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Man, why you do that to us, Joe? Can't go wrong with some James Brown.
Now, Bobby, what's we going to talk about in this segment?
How can one man be so cool? One man is cool. I know there's somebody right there doing what we do best.
You remember
now,
watching him sing?
Poking holes in him.
Was it Try Me? Like, that's his slow yeah. song. And what, like you see him doing all this, and all of a sudden
also
he starts
Man's
singing,
World.
Yes, Man's World, just phenomenal. But when he sings "Try Me," like he's sweating his ass off the way he's singing, and that's from all that dancing. But
you didn't realize
that he could do that.
That he could sing ballads until you know.
No, he just said, "I'm not just dancing."
But that's from a lot of cocaine.
Oh, I didn't know.
Joe. Yes.
Well, the man's heart didn't pop. Well,
yes. When Jeremy said it, I thought it, but I was just going to let it go.
That's not fair, though, because how else are you going to stay up 3 days in a row without cocaine? Right?
Yeah. I thought I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to let that go. He's sweating from dancing. Okay.
Hey, come on. He was dancing his ass off on cocaine. Okay. I got it.
Baltimore Orioles have officially announced Craig Albernaz as their next manager. And I will tell you this, I watch a lot of baseball. I love baseball. I like to think I know a lot about baseball. I met Craig Albernaz, and all I know about him is what I read and heard. I'm not going to sit here and act as if I can give you a breakdown from my own knowledge. I only know what I read. Well, what I heard.
I don't know what you read because my Wikipedia page is twice as long as his. I read into it just to learn about him. There ain't nothing there. It's
like, I'm going to go write some more stuff on your Wikipedia page. It's like, no, but again.
His favorite player is Baker.
Let me say this, though, because like when you talk about bench coaches in this league, you shouldn't know most of these guys' names unless they're former players that
right.
you watch. Now, he's a former player.
Yeah.
He's a catcher, which, by the way, what
always
do we love
good.
As managers?
Yeah.
Catchers. And there's a video going around with him working with, I want to say it was Joey Bart when he was on the Giants,
yes.
In pitch framing. Just listening to what other people say about him, and not just his friends, you're talking about writers and people that have covered
yeah,
the game.
Not just Stephen Voigt.
They've said that the Orioles, vote.
Vote, yeah, vote.
V-O-G-T, yeah, mm. Figure that one out. Vaught, but they're talking about how much this guy was, should be a front runner for jobs. He had turned down the White Sox and Marlins looking for the right spot.
Can I stop for a second?
Yeah.
That impresses me. Two other teams offered him a job.
And he's never had a managerial job.
That's number one. Number two, I'll wait for the right one. He has enough patience yeah. and enough confidence in himself to say, I'm not setting myself up for failure with those two losers. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but no, again, go look at what John Heyman wrote about him. And I don't even like John Heyman, but he's like, this is a win for the Orioles. And I'm reading stuff. People are going, I don't know who that guy is. What a terrible signing. You don't know who anyone is.
Right.
You don't know any of these names. You knew Ryan Flaherty. That's what you, and you knew Albert Pujols.
Like, and why did you want them over?
Because you knew their
Albernaz.
Name.
Yeah,
it's just like
were they better qualified?
Tell people vote. Yeah, true. Exactly.
I
mean, yeah.
This is just.
I thought you were talking about Steven again.
Oh, you thought you were talking
about Steven. That's how people feel. I got you now. I got you now. I'm like, what are you talking about?
But this is. I know it's not the name that everyone was expecting, or they wanted some, like this experienced guy that we talked about and all that. I'm happy that they didn't just sign a retread, unless it was a Bruce Bochy type that had just this track record that you can't ignore.
I did not, Ed, want them to sign a retread. I didn't think they would sign a guy, a first-timer, after passing on Mancelino, but I don't want a retread. I don't want that. I want somebody new, somebody paving his own way, mm-hmm. and someone who is okay to listen to organizational structure. Because he's doing it for the first time himself. He's willing to partner with the front office, because contrary to what a lot of people around here think all of a sudden about the front office, I trust the front office.
I still do. I really do. And I wish – I'd like why people, you know, have run away from them.
Because it hadn't worked.
Yeah, well, they had about 77 injuries last year. I mean, yeah. Everybody was hurt. Like, how can you overcome that? You can't. It's like with the Ravens until everybody came back this week. It's a different team. That wasn't the Orioles team you expected to see at spring training. It was a different team all season. So, I mean, you can't blame the manager.
Let me ask you guys a question. And I asked this question yesterday off air. Ed, who has more to prove? Ownership or front office for the Orioles?
Orioles. Well, front office. Ownership's only been here a year and a half.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jeremy, who has more to prove, ownership or front office?
Oh, front office.
You think so?
Well, you know what?
I think ownership does, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah,
front office gave you Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Jackson Holliday. Mm-hmm. They went out and put some shine on some players that weren't shining anymore. They brought Trevor Rogers in and cleaned him up. They did all these things. The ownership came in on the heels of a 100-win team. Mm-hmm. And then their first year, they won 91 games. Now, in the midst of that, they kind of led you to believe that it wasn't the same old ownership and they would spend money. So I think now they have more to prove. Okay, you see who we have. You see who we are. Now spend the money to bring the players in. I think ownership has more to prove. I mean, I don't think there's a right answer. Yeah. It's all opinion. But I think ownership has more to prove.
I think the knee-jerk reaction is the way that everybody complained about Mike Elias as they go front office. But
well, because how long are they here now? 6 years?
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, so what, like, 4 years of a rebuild, too?
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why when people
a huge back steps. So, I mean, I
actually,
just
7 years. They came in 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's like the people here that are going, this team, look at it. The past 10 years, everyone in the AL East has gone to the World Series, except for the Orioles. And it's like, five of those years, they were in a damn rebuild.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect? Like, and then the other part of it, the thing that drives me nuts, and to your point, Rob, and why I think it is ownership and not the front office, every time I go online and we talk about a free agent, well, they're not going to sign him. They don't sign.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about.
It's a new owner. Like, you don't, like, it's been 2 years.
Jeremy, I will bet you they're going to make a splash. I mean, you listen to Rubenstein and you know Eric Getty and some of these other guys and Cal Ripken and this ownership group, like, These guys are competitors, man. This ownership group, these guys are competitors. And I don't think they have the stomach to watch this thing fall. I just don't think they do. They're a little fresher. Trust me. Working on the inside, let me tell you, things are ran differently. Things don't go the way they used to go. From my perspective, I mean, the communication, you know, I'm already getting communication about next year already. It's not even November.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is a different organization. It's fresh blood. I believe this ownership group is going to go out and spend some money.
You know, the other part of it is raising tickets after a season like that. The stuff that's going on in the stadium, people complaining about their packages and whatever season ticket package you're buying. And all that stuff that's going on, like, that also falls on ownership. If you're going to raise prices, people are going to want to see you spend money or win.
I had four people.
Or both.
Who complained, Ed, about the new season ticket packages. Four of them. I'm not saying that's only four, but four who came back to me and pivoted away from it. In fact, one of them is a curmudgeon who said to me, yeah, it's not that bad. I said, excuse me? Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought. I said, why? He said, just, you know, it made it really affordable, really easy for me to pay. He was almost angry that he couldn't bitch about it anymore. Yeah. You know, because he went in bitching about it. He hated it, all these things. And now he looked up like, yeah, it's not that bad. You know. And I'm sure there are some people who still don't like it. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying there are some people who have turned the other way because it wasn't as bad as they thought. And again, Orioles are one of the only organizations that weren't doing 20-game packages. Yeah. 13-game packages. I mean,
yeah. Well, again, it's I'm excited about this hire, and people can say, well, you're just a homer, and you're going to look
I'm a homer. I'll be a homer. I'm not a blind homer. I am. I pull for my team. I want them to do well, and I give them the benefit of the doubt. If that makes me a homer, so be it. I do the same thing with the Ravens. I pull for them. I cheer for them, and I give them the benefit of the doubt until this is a new group. It's a new ownership group. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt until they tell me I shouldn't.
Would you be shocked? Let me just put the list out there. And I'm putting Adley in there. Maybe that's the one you wouldn't be shocked by. But Adley, Gunner, Jackson Holliday, Jordan Westberg. I'll throw Colton Cowser in there because Bisaya is not going anywhere. Do you think any one of those five guys are getting moved?
I think the only one who can get moved out of that, I don't know what you get for him if you package him, is Cowser. I don't think he would. But I think it's the only one that they would.
Because
it's the only one that we would consider. Throw some pitchers in there.
Would they consider Jackson Holliday? Like, if you're trading for a guy like Scooble, or if you're trading for... Because Scooble's on... They're talking about it. Holiday's one of those guys. Holliday, Bisaya, those names are going to have to be in there because Mayo's name isn't going to get it done in a trade like that. Not now.
Ain't trading Jackson Holliday. Not trading Bisaya.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm for it. But when you think about a big...
No, this is a legitimate question.
Because we're all pointing to first base saying, okay, they're going to move Kobe Mayo. I think they're going to have to move something of substance if they want to get something significant back or find the right team where you can move some prospects.
I think the only clear untouchable that I would bet a paycheck on is Gunner.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else is possible. I just don't think they would.
Not likely.
I think Gunner is the Gunner, and if you have a pitcher, Bradish. Those two... He ain't going nowhere. I think anybody else, it could happen, but I wouldn't bet on it.
All right.
Yeah. I think they got to get this thing one more year. Add some pieces to it. I'm going to throw your name, and I'm sure it's not earth-shattering. It's not like, you know, nobody else brought it up. Framber Valdez. I think Framber Valdez is a Baltimore Oriole in 2026.
I love that.
I think he is.
Because we have talked about him. And I think
he's an
Oriole. I think he's one of his underrated players that people,
it's another
just,
lefty.
I think he's a really good pitcher, and just I don't know why he seems like he's been overshadowed by others.
Well, because he had so many good pitchers in that rotation before him.
Yeah.
You know? Well, it's almost like he was supposed to be the guy. They made the run, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, Hunter Brown's here now, and he's going to be the guy. And and we got who was the other? They had the Luis, or was it Ortiz? They had the two young pitchers that came up during their World Series run. Christian Javier, and then the other one was the Rock the Baby guy. I think that was Ortiz, where when he pitched, mm-hmm. And then they made him stop doing that. But, you know, when you look at it, it is kind of cyclical. The thing with Framber Valdez was he was an extreme ground ball pitcher. He still is. But then he developed a cutter, and his Ks went up. And the reason why he makes so much sense here is, like, we've talked about it. I know they've moved the wall in left field, but, like, having lefties with the shorter porch and right and the scoreboard out there, you're trying to negate some of that with left-handed pitching. And for a while there, we were just throwing righties out until Rodgers came along.
I'm telling you, I think Farmer Valdez.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.